I'm not passionate about the subject of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift dating.
Oh, really?
I don't care if those two seemingly very nice people are dating each other. What I'm passionate about, what I yell about, what I get all up in arms about, is being right.
So you want to be distraught right now.
I want to be right. And I still feel as though I'm right. Okay. Because here's what the internet does. They take a clip that is from a week ago where the question was being asked, are they dating? And I said, no, they are not. And then Sunday happens. And maybe they're dating now, Gary. No, listen, maybe they are. But I stand by the fact, which is what I said before, they met for the first time at that stadium on Sunday. That was the first time they ever hung out. I stand by it. Maybe love will come of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll keep having their arms around each other's neck. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As friends do.
Maybe it will grow into something. Mm-hmm. But it all started
there's some growing.
On a Sunday in Arrowhead in a suite with He Mama. And that's it.
Noted Denver Broncos fan. Looking like Champ Bailey out there with the back pedal.
You like that?
With the back pedal.
You see what I do? Listen,
it wasn't the first time they met. You think she met his mom before she met him?
Yes. Yes. 100%. I think they all met each other at the same time.
Come on.
I think they all met. But here's my thing.
Yes.
Even if I'm wrong, I said on this podcast. Lies.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh,
no. Yeah. I will die on this hill. They are not dating. And so I gotta die on this hill, bruh.
You have to.
And even if you guys eulogize me over the next couple of weeks or however long this relationship lasts, I'll be in my coffin, 6 feet under, going, they just met on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
And they're running it back this Sunday, reportedly.
Speaking of running it back.
Feels good to take a victory lap, L. It feels great.
We're going to get into that in a little bit because Gary and my mentions about a very popular topic from episode 3 shows why there's two Americas. And we're going to get into that.
We got some heroes.
Speaking of heroes, God, the segues write themselves. A couple of months ago, if you're Tyler Hero,
That was a good segue. I didn't think you were going there. I did not think that's where you were going. She is a paid journalism professional, folks. Catch her on the 6 p.m. Sports Center Monday through Friday with Kevin Nagandi.
Come get these segues. Mm-hmm.
Like a mall cop. That's a Randy Scott special. Okay. I can't take credit for that.
Just edit out the part where he gives credit and let him take it.
But Kevin James is like the hottest dude on the internet
right now.
Anyway,
is for no reason.
It's your platform.
Oh, millennials. Millennials. So Tyler Hero, a couple of months ago, it looks like, get real familiar with the Pacific Northwest, homie, because you're going to go to Portland and they are going to grab them Damian Lillard.
Sick cold brew scene, though.
Second day of free agency, rumors, allegedly, he finally wants out.
Yep.
I don't care that I signed a brand new deal just a year and a half ago. I don't give a damn. I'm done with y'all.
I'm no longer loyal to the soil.
And I want to go to Miami.
Miami.
So much so that the NBA had to get involved. And they were like, yo, you got to stop having your agent tell people you ain't playing for nobody but Miami. Yeah. So here we are. We're just thinking, okay, this is the fait accompli. Eventually, he's going to end up in Miami.
Yeah.
And then just like that this week news, he's been traded, but to the Milwaukee Bucks.
The who? What?
Well,
third player in the game, like a ninja moving silent in the shadows.
Out of nowhere. Three-team deal with the Suns. DeAndre Ayton is out of there. The Suns get, it's a whole other thing, but the Suns get some picks. Mm-hmm.
The Suns get Yusuf Nurkic. Nurkic.
And some notable.
Zangief out of Street Fighter is what I call him.
And this is a classic case of what you asked for versus what you got. You asked for South Beach. You asked for Jimmy Buckets. You asked for all that. Get some dog in them.
Yep.
And you landed in Milwaukee. Very nice place, I think. Great airport.
Great place. Love the airport.
Actually, I think I'm thinking of Minneapolis's airport.
Also a fantastic
really good airport.
Fantastic airport. Fantastic airport. Charlotte's is my personal favorite, but another topic.
That's not Miami.
Yeah. But can't spell Milwaukee with M-I-A.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, running mate, all-star in and of himself.
Yeah.
What about this? Okay. You wanted beach living? Okay. It's not South Beach. It's the beaches of Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of similarities between the two teams.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Divulge.
In terms of just that.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you're lying because when you're replying, stutter.
That's the only wordplay that I had today. MIA, can't spell Milwaukee without it. South Beach, beaches of Lake Michigan.
Was that the kind of analysis you're getting on SportsCenter this morning?
That is exactly what I said. I also went with something like, you can't turn a dollar into a buck. Jimmy Butler was upset that it cost $150 to fill up the Bugatti. Well, here's another buck that he is without now. Damian Lillard. And that's about all you got.
All right.
That's about all you
that's
got.
That's what you had?
That's what I
so brought. All this buildup.
That's what I brought to the table.
You were so ready. He probably had a million puns ready for MIA.
That's what I brought to the table this morning.
M-I-L-A. Do I know how to spell M-I-L-W-A-U-K-E-E. Shout out.
I was worried for a second.
Thank you. Well, if I couldn't spell it, it would give credence to your worry.
Oh, that's a callback. That's a callback in comedy, people. Okay? Maybe take Improv 101.
So I actually think this is a great play for Dame Lillard. I know he didn't want to go to Milwaukee, but you can't be the guy that goes and chases an MVP or your Kevin Durant, right? Mm-hmm. We've already seen that happen. Oh, he's a cupcake. You're just chasing rings. They already won. They don't need you. This works out well because this is the closest he's going to get a ring. Closer, I think, going to Milwaukee to team up with Giannis than he would have to team up with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I do, right?
They're the same
player. And so you don't get called any names because you're traded. I had nothing to do with this. I didn't even want to go here.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the benefit. You get none of the indictments if it doesn't work out.
Correct.
You didn't trade yourself there. If it's not a good fit, you didn't trade yourself there. If you go and dominate and win a ring, can't be mad at you. You're not a cupcake. You didn't trade yourself mm-hmm. there. I love it.
He's not even the best player on the team. Also, he's not going over there as the guy. He falls in line now with Giannis.
Yeah.
And aside from the Denver Nuggets, this is knee-jerk reaction stuff for me here. They have the shortest odds in the East per Vegas now.
Yeah.
And I don't see anybody in the East that can stop them because they didn't lose much depth. Obviously, they lost Drew Holiday. But like the bench is deep. The starting five is vicious. And who in the East is going to stop them?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Who going to stop me, boo?
Two top five scorers?
Yeah.
Dame and Giannis? Come on.
But I feel like for me and for the purposes of this show, the best thing to happen from it and the most relatable thing to happen to this was the sour grapes that were exhibited by one Jimmy Butler after he lost out on the Damian Lillard sweepstakes.
So mad.
Where he literally just...
He starts accused.
Snitching. He said this.
Yo, NBA, man. Y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering.
And I'm like, first of all, what Miami actually did was tampering.
Yes.
High pot, meat kettle.
My dude was straight snitching, like, yo, NBA. Like, Jimmy, cut the internet.
You didn't hear it from me.
Cut the internet, my man. All right, you were in the texts. You were in the DMs. You were courting this guy. All right, all these agents, these players, they're getting the message out in unison. Investigate Miami. The Heat culture is that of tampering. I'm allowed to say that on the L. Duncan show. My name's not on it. I can't be held liable.
How petty is that? I actually love it. You know, I'm a self-professed petty wop.
Yes.
Petty LaBelle.
That's good.
Petty and pink.
That is good.
What's the pettiest thing that you've done after getting not chosen, second place, turned down, bamboozled?
I mean, I wasn't expecting to answer that one. Can you give me an example of what might be an acceptable answer?
Of just being petty?
You give me something that could be like, it could spurn a brainchild for me.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just going to put that on you. I was going to hand you that rock. Do you know what I'm saying?
I get that. Yeah, I get that. You were delegating that responsibility.
I just thought of it in the moment. And I was like, hopefully Gary has something because, you know, he's an improv guy and he can think on his feet.
Well, true. And sometimes it's best to give it back to your scene mate you know, sometimes the best thing you can do is sort of take a backseat and let that person sort of control the scene. And sorry, we're just sort of yes anding our way through it. And then we're existing in your reality.
Yeah, this is what you call Phil. Someone told me, and it's such a great thing for people who are on TV, if you're asked in real time a question or analysis and you don't know or you don't have like an answer, to just sort of reframe it and repose the question back to them. So ask me a question.
Oh, that's so
good. I'll give you an example.
Ella, as we're talking about things that are like super petty and that people take to the public stratosphere,
yeah,
like what's something that you've done in that realm?
It really just depends on like what, like, I don't, like, what's your definition of petty, Gary?
Oh, that's good.
See?
Yo, we're, hold on, time out. We are putting on a journalism clinic 100%. Right now. All that Syracuse stuff, Northwestern, Missouri, other Hello? Journalism schools. Nah.
No.
You're getting your education on YouTube University right now via the L. Duncan Show. Yeah,
it's giving education connection, but...
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm the class of May, all right? Just a month, not a particular year.
I'm a dropout.
We got what you need.
Yeah.
Straight up, look at us now. We got what you need.
We got you here.
Yes.
I think that petty... Gosh,
but have I done anything like petty?
Are you a... You don't really seem like a particularly petty person.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't think that I am, truly.
Yeah, I'm...
I don't think that I'm petty.
I can't wait for anyone that knows Gary to slide onto the internet and remind him of the petty he's done.
Please,
can you?
Yo, please do that. Because literal hundreds of comments rallied behind me this week in support, although there were a couple of detractors.
There he goes.
As it relates to a particular topic that maybe we visited.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Last week,
as we were talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, or their celebrity name, Trailer. It writes itself. It writes itself, homie.
It could have been so close to that. Like a couple missed practices, a couple missed vocal lessons.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're all just a couple of hit songs away. You know? Gary brought up the notion, because I got to say, right now, for some reason, all over social media is so many stereotypically male, toxic masculinity type questions going around. Right. And I don't understand exactly. Why all of a sudden are we asking, do men think about the Roman Empire?
Oh, yeah.
Why are we asking, do men think about jackets? And I'm actually embarrassed that we added that conversation based on something that Gary said that I found to be emphatically sophomoric just the other day on this show.
I know the number one thought that Travis Kelce had thinking in his brain was, this is so awesome because I could win a fight against every single one of her exes.
I stand by the fact that seems like a ridiculous notion. And I did ask the men in my life this question, Gary.
As you saw by the droves of commenters who were like, ding, 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 he nailed it. Mm. Okay, all of these heroes that were in your comments on Twitter who were like, nah, girl, I'm mature.
Yeah, they did.
No, I don't think about that. Okay.
Never. They were like, that's not even close to the first thing I think of. Mm-hmm. That's not a thing that ever comes to my mind.
That's crazy.
They thought it was funny. You know, the men in my life, especially the ones that know you, were like, oh, Gary.
What did Omar have to say about that?
He said, I don't sit and think about every single person that you've ever dated, whether I could fight them.
Nobody sits and thinks about it, but it's just a thought. It's a preliminary thought.
It's like, how early in the process are you thinking of these things? And is it one of those things where it's like, oh, a picture comes up or a conversation, and then you just sort of, because you feel triggered specific, like this just feels oddly specific to you, Gary. And that's why.
No, I speak for.
I don't think this is a general thing. You spoke for all men, but it feels like something that you experienced, and now you are projecting that on all mankind.
I speak for what I, based off the numbers.
What happened to, who hurt you?
No, listen, I'm going to be honest with you right now. I've been in 6 fights in my whole life. 5 of them have been mental. Okay. And I can't tell you my record in those fights, all right? But I've had like 3 serious girlfriends.
Okay.
3 or 4.
All right.
Maybe I'm 2-2 in those particular, maybe I'm undefeated. I don't know. I'd have to go back because I don't dwell on it, but it's obviously something that you think of as a dude.
All right.
And as evidenced by, you want me to run through the figures? I'm going to run through the figures real quick. Bear with me. This is the L. Duncan Show.
Oh, no. There's figures.
So on TikTok, that video got 215,000 views, 31,000 likes, which I indicate a like as an agreement. It was shared 3,700 times, 581 comments. And I got to say, I didn't read every single one of them. 550 were agreed with me.
Totally different America on my side.
Correct, correct. On Instagram, similar situation. It was 175 comments. I would say 150 of them agreed with me.
Yeah, there was lots of guys calling you, you know, a boy, be a man, grow up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm 36.
Your balls haven't dropped, I've that grown. Kind of stuff.
What? Yeah, they have. what are you talking about? Yeah, they have.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
No, you see these gray hairs? What are you talking about? This isn't a sophomore. This is an immature thought. This is like innate. This is like a primal thought.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to say.
But let me ask you this, though. Would a big giant X preclude you from wanting to spend some time with a lady? Do you have a story?
Story time. Drop the graphic. Do like Elle does. Drop the graphic right here. All right. College Gary, 2007. So I was about 20, 21 years old. Back at school in Denver. And there was a particular young lady who I'm friends with now. She's married with children now, so it's great. She might listen to the program, so I'm going to leave names out of it. I'm 20 years old. She is 20, 21-year-old co-ed herself. We share classes together. And it comes up in conversation that she was dating a current member at the time of the Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
A 6'9" power forward.
Okay.
For the Denver Nuggets.
By the name of?
You could look at the 2007-2008 roster. And probably,
yeah, no, 6'9", that'll really solo him out.
So it wasn't Marcus Camby, and it wasn't Allen Iverson, okay? All right, it wasn't Chauncey Billups.
Do some research.
It wasn't Earl Boykins. It wasn't Dante Smith. Dante Smith? It wasn't J.R. Smith. Anyway, she lived close. She wanted to hang out sometimes, okay? So we would hang out. I still lived at home. This dude was a millionaire living by Pepsi Center, and she wanted to hang out with me. Mm-hmm. Okay. She wanted to hang out with me. And she was like very popular in the school district. She went to a rival high school, and she would come over to hang out sometimes. And when you've seen me take a date to Chipotle, okay? You know when someone wants to hang out with me, we hang out. We sit on the couch. We leave enough room for Jesus. She would shrink that room. Okay, she would try to close off that room. And one day I just had to tell her, like, hey, whatever you think, I said, whatever you think you're going to get with this, you better think again.
You turned her down.
Yeah. Her boyfriend was 6'9" on the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
What was I going to offer her?
What?
Okay. Nothing.
Oh, wow. You sound incredibly insecure, actually.
No, I'm a realist.
No, that's not real.
Insecure. Elle, yeah. This is the most secure I've ever felt.
You're a funny guy. You're sweet. You're kind. You is important.
Thank you.
I'm just doing the speech from the help. But I just think, Gary, that you've got a lot to offer someone. And it doesn't stroke your ego a little bit that this woman who seemingly had a man that could get her anything and lived in a whatever at the Pepsi Center was over here trying to choose you. She was choosing.
Oh no, 100%. Don't get me wrong. It was awesome. But you call it insecurity and I call it, I've never been more secure. I could give her the best hangout session up until about 11 o'clock when mm-hmm. I knew my parents were going to be home from work. I'm like, what did you want me to do? Let me add insult to injury, okay? One of the nights—
Doors she, open, Gary. Keep the doors nights, open.
It's funny that you say that. One of the nights mm-hmm. that she came over, she drove a stick shift vehicle and it stalled in the front of my house. I didn't know the trick where you can push it and then auto jump start it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I had to give her a ride home that night.
Okay.
And she brought her dad the next day to help her jump start her car and take it home. And then the next day at school, she was like, "And my dad wasn't impressed that you didn't know how to jump start a manual transmission."
Yeah.
And I was like, cool.
Well, soft think, move. Yeah.
Do you think that guy on the Denver Nuggets would have known? Yeah.
Yeah. No, he would have just called AAA.
So listen. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He would have called a car service.
He would have sent her home in a car service.
Sure. Bebe. So, I mean, maybe that's where it's rooted.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have been able
to. But look at you now. From just some nerdy guy who was scared to get his ass beat by a nugget to a SportsCenter anchor.
That's right.
Who spends most of his time now fantasizing about what it would be like to work with former SportsCenter anchors. Folks, it's time for the SportsCenter draft.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These segues are amazing.
Yo, you are a paid professional.
I know. I think a lot about it, actually.
No, that was actually legit.
When you're talking and I'm not listening to you, I'm just thinking about all the segues.
That hurts. I'm right here. I can hear everything you're saying. That hurts.
All right. So we're doing this.
We promised this
SportsCenter draft. We promised it a couple of weeks ago, so we're going to do it. And the parameters are, these are people that are no longer working here.
Correct.
In some cases, no longer with us.
Sure.
In my case, anyway.
Yes.
But somebody that we would have liked to have spent some time on a desk with for SportsCenter.
Yes.
All right.
For whatever reason. And because, of course, it's your show, you get the first overall pick.
All right.
Three rounds.
Yeah.
With the first overall pick.
Great.
L. Duncan selects.
Stuart Scott.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I just think, man, it's so incredibly hard to be as quippy as Stuart Scott was. And I pride myself on trying to be quippy. Mm-hmm. It would be really cool, you know, to just sit down to Mr. Miyagi of quicks and ad libs. And he was just cool. And it's really neat that, like, you can come up with something that becomes part of, like, popular lexicon forever and outlives you. So Stuart Scott.
Four generations. Yeah. And still one of the best highlight reads, literally, of all time.
Ever.
Michael Jordan's flu game.
100%.
The misdemeanor steal.
Come on. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's sick. I think every broadcaster, whether it's sports or otherwise, has derived some facet of what Stuart Scott did on the anchor desk into their bag of tools.
Sure.
Not necessarily, you know, verbiage, dialect, being cool, but just the attitude.
100%.
And the
confidence.
And the confidence that he exuded.
Yeah. Your first overall pick you were taking?
Kenny Mayne.
Damn it.
He's so funny.
He's amazing.
I mean, listen, we are SportsCenter lifers. We grew up watching the show, and I was right there late 90s in that sort of sphere when I can remember the guys.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, Kenny Mayne was still here when I first started like getting spot starts. And unfortunately, when he, you know, when it was announced that he would no longer be with the company, he was in the green room one random night, and I walked in, and without missing a beat, this is the first time they're going to have to bleep something from me. Without missing a beat, he looked at me and goes, I told him I quit. like I was going to go in there and ask him questions like, hey, Kenny, I heard the news. So he was like making light and always making jokes at all times about either himself, he was the butt of the joke, or, I mean, again, to your point, he was so fast. He always knew what to say. I never got to experience that with him in a professional setting, but he's my top choice.
The Kenny Mayne experience is so amazing because it really is always that way. I never got to sit on an actual desk with Kenny. I did some of those like commercial shoots with him because Kenny always found his way. I did some like upfronts with him when he would do his whole monologue. And yeah, man, the idea that I can like text Kenny Mayne right now and be like, what up, Kenny?
It's just so bananas
to me. It's pretty dope.
I always see him, well, not always, but sometimes I see him roaming around the West Hartford Center.
Oh, yeah,
I was
like, there goes Kenny. In his flip-flops. There goes Kenny Mayne.
He hasn't owned closed-toed shoes in
ever. Maybe his whole life.
Yeah.
All right. With my number two overall pick in the SportsCenter draft, I select Robin Roberts.
I knew it. I knew you were going.
That's my girl.
I knew you were going there. She was going to be my next pick.
The sad part with Robin, though, is I don't know if I could actually host a show with her because I act like such a fucking nerd when I am around her.
Really?
I fangirl like a weirdo. I really don't. I don't normally fangirl. I was in radio. I've met a lot of people. I think it's because I just love her so much. She means so much to me.
Yeah.
Whenever I am around her, I act like pre-verbal. It's like weird,
really? And
creepy. Yeah. So I don't know that I could do a show with her.
You're never at a loss for words. This comes from like a place of admiration when you were 100%. Young, and that's kind of like where.
Yeah, we have really similar. Like she, my grandfather was a Tuskegee Airman and actually served under her father. And so my grandmother used to like watch Robin when they
that
were growing
layers.
Up in Tuskegee. And she remembers when Robin was a little girl with her pigtails and she would have coffee with Robin's mom. And so I didn't even know any of that when I sort of gravitated towards her. Of course, she was a Black woman on SportsCenter. Yeah. And then turns out she actually worked at the same exact radio station that I worked at many years later in Atlanta. So like there was just always sort of this link that we had.
Yeah.
And the first time I met her, she was so amazing. And yeah, I just love her so much and fangirl for her.
Can you text her?
I can text. Well, I can email her. She'll respond too. Sometimes, you know, she's not busy.
Let's
go.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got some heavyweights. All right. This next guy I'm going to go with. I'm basing this selection off of literally one clip. He has many. He's timeless. He's still in the game. No longer here. Charlie Steiner. I'm going with Charlie Steiner because the Scott Francis off-key line was one of the funniest things to ever happen on SportsCenter. And it wasn't even because of what he said about Scott Francis off-key. It's the subsequent fallout laughing that they had after that. And it's one of those laughs that permeates more laughs. And I think he's doing stuff for the Diamondbacks Giants? One of the NL West teams he calls games for on the radio. So that would be cool because when I pull up old SportsCenter clips, you know, the old grainy footage, he's a frequent contributor. He's a funny dude. I would love to ask these guys just stories of the olden days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The olden days. Watch. I'm sure they love if you approach it that way,
the
too.
The 90s. Hey,
tell me, grandfather, about the days. Pop open a Werther's Originals and tell me about the days before television satellites.
Some of those guys say that they wouldn't be able to do modern day SportsCenter because of the way the show moves so fast.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, so we have that on them.
Sure.
Cool.
Sure. That's your way of saying that what we do is harder than what they did.
I don't know. Writing like a 45-second on-cam leave to the Pirates hosting the Reds at Three Rivers Stadium in the middle of July was probably difficult.
It is. It's not easy.
Third and final pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little. I'm going to totally laugh in the face of all of your rules because he does still work here. But I have always wanted to sit at a freaking desk with Chris Berman. He's boomer, dude.
Yeah.
And you don't realize until you come to ESPN and the wall of sayings or like you sit down and really think about it, how much turn of phrases in sports come from Boomer. You know what I mean? Like, I will forever, always, forever. You know what I mean?
No one circles the wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of it.
Yeah. Sleeping with Bienemy. Like, it just never is. He's just endless.
Timeless.
He's timeless. He's still doing his thing. He's still memorable. I would love to be able to sit at a desk with Chris Berman.
And he's a hulking man.
Like, yeah, man.
He fills up room. He gets your attention. I've been at a couple events, and this speaks of maybe my naivety. Is that a word?
Naivete. I like that. We landed on it. That's it.
Maybe this is the wrong word to use, but I've been at a couple events, and I've been too like nervous to like say, "Hey, what's up, Chris Berman? I'm Gary Streisand. Like, we're coworkers."
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just got to come. He's the nicest man.
Like him and Tom Jackson, like that was my weekend ritual.
I know, TJ,
that was
man.
Like my weekend, former Bronco. Like, yeah. This is cool. Denver's on the map. Tom Jackson is on NFL Countdown. Like, Sunday NFL Countdown. Like, Denver's on the map by way of just that.
Yeah. Who's your third pick?
Third and final. Well, since you broke the rules, I'm going to give you three names. Dan Patrick, Michael Kim, only other Korean dude to ever do it. And my favorite modern guy was Robert Flores. So good. He's so funny.
Yeah.
But give me Dan Patrick.
Yeah, okay.
Legend. Even though I heard he could be a prickly pear if you weren't on your...
Yeah, he expects the best. Yeah, you got to be good.
Expects excellence. Mm-hmm. So that might have been a one and done.
There it is. Your Sports Center What If draft. That's not to say that we don't love and adore our current co-hosts, Kevin Negandhi and Randy Scott. We love you. We'd never trade you in.
That was the disclaimer, just so that way nobody gets mad at us.
I don't want to have to look for a new job. I don't want to have to be out there telling people what I want to do in my next job like Tyreek Hill. Another segue. The best part of doing the segues is looking at Gary's face because he doesn't know where we're going. He's like, I'm getting in this car, but I don't know where the destination is.
Segway.
You can just put a segue across the screen.
Yo, like Tyreek Hill, who's got it better than him?
Yeah.
He's going the full Lloyd Banks route.
Apparently. But
just flipping it.
Fantastic at football, obviously. Yes. Things are good with the Dolphins. When things are good, when you're winning and life is good.
You say whatever you want.
And he said that in his next life, he'd like to be a porn star.
Okay.
And what I thought to be hilarious was that he then asked Mike Evans, like, I'd be good at that, right? And he's like, oh, no.
Why are you asking me? Why would I know? I don't know. Why would you know?
Do you have to have qualifications to be good at porn? I mean, as someone that watches it. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't watch it. I listen to it where podcasts are available, like The L. Duncan Show on Spotify and YouTube. I don't have an opinion one way or another. Listen, everybody has to have a stream of income, multiple streams, whether that stream is in or out. Let's just check the tape.
All right.
Let's just check the resume.
Okay.
First things first. How many times has he screwed a secondary already this season? Secondary air. Okay. You can't argue the facts. All right. Second point.
Yeah, they've got bad protection.
Which is required in the industry. Second point, okay? We already know that he is proven he can score on camera. Where's the lie?
Okay.
Four touchdowns this year.
Okay.
Those are the pros. I'll give you a con.
Give me a con.
Some people might say he works a little too fast.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
So just stick to football.
Yeah.
Stick to football.
Yeah, Cheetah.
For now.
You're right. You don't want to be, your nickname in that field shouldn't be Cheetah.
Nah.
Like Snail. Okay. Folks, if we have a show on Monday, if they don't cancel us, we'll see you then.